1 year ago today, a couple travelling back from a camping trip along the M9 crashed their car into a wooded area at the side of the motorway. It would be 3 days until they were discovered by police, and by then one was dead and another was seriously injured.
You watch the news and you see tragic stuff on the news, and you never ever think it would happen to someone you know, let alone your sister or someone that close to you.
That's Martin Bell. His sister, Lamara, was found severely dehydrated and died 1 week later in hospital. She had been travelling with her partner, John Yule, when their car left a slip road and crashed down an embankment. At the time, a member of the public called 999 to report the accident. It was answered by a sergeant, but the details were not logged. It wasn't until a second emergency call was made by a passerby 3 days later that Police Scotland eventually went to the scene. There, they found John dead, but Lamara was conscious and attempting to escape the vehicle. She was rushed to hospital, but succumbed to her injuries a week later. Martin says the family still feel angry about what happened.
I'm pretty sure if that call had been logged that day, then they would have went and followed it up, whether it was 2 hours later or 3 hours later, but obviously they never got a chance to do that because it wasn't on the system, you know what I mean? Because the sergeant never done his job.
He also told us the loss has had a devastating impact, especially on Lamara and John's children.
It's just been non-stop, to be honest. It's been quite a hard year, just obviously seeing my family, sort of, just how much a hard time they're going through just now. Everybody's missed my sister, and it's been really, really hard. Obviously, my sister left behind a daughter, and she lost both her parents in that crash, and They were with her mum every single day, and I can only imagine how they feel when they're in bed at night and what goes through their heads.
And now, 12 months on from the tragedy, thoughts have turned to whether any lessons have or can be learned. It comes as Police Scotland face concerns over planned control room closures and understaffing within the centres. Les Gray, the former chairman of the Police Federation, told our reporter Leslie Damasio the situation is bleak.
Call handling is a very, very difficult task for the people who work in the control room. I spoke to a patrol inspector about a week or two back there, just for a catch-up, and he said that he in particular was pulling his hair out. Now, he had one area within Police Scotland, and bearing in mind there are several areas, and at one point during his late turn, he had 70-plus calls outstanding and no resources to attend them. Now, that's one area in one part of Scotland. So if you multiply that, that's a lot of calls, people waiting for the police to arrive, and they're just not going to arrive, well, certainly not within that day or probably even the next day. So it's not good, and as I say, that they are badly needing some kind of cash injection or resource injection or whatever.
It almost sounds like you're saying it's like a ticking time bomb almost before something else happens again.
Well, I mean, the whole M9 incident that happened last year was tragic, obviously. It took a whole load of circumstances for that to happen. It was quite unique, the amount of things that came together for that tragedy to happen. So I couldn't see something that specific happening again. But what I can see, and from speaking to people on the ground, and obviously as a member of the public, is that if you phone Police Scotland, the chances you get an immediate response are very, very slim.
As for the family of Lamara, they are waiting to hear the outcome of an investigation by the Lord Advocate, who's been given 2 reports by the Police Investigations and Reviews Commissioner. That will determine whether the next step will be a fatal accident inquiry or potential criminal charges. We contacted Police Scotland, who said they couldn't comment until the investigation is complete. They did, however, say they're committed to resolving any issues within their call centres, and their thoughts remain with the family and friends of Lamara and John.